RTVE Audio. Descarga la nueva app y disfruta de los programas de RNE y nuestros podcasts originales.
Radio Exterior de España.
English Language Service.
Greetings from Madrid and welcome to the English language broadcast of Spanish National Radio, where we bring Spain to you through our shortwave broadcast. On today's broadcast, we speak about women in STEM, more specifically in engineering. In Spain, it is estimated that women only constitute around 20% of all engineering students. But why? To answer this question, we spoke with Sara Gómez, engineer and PhD in materials engineering from the Polytechnic University of Madrid, advisor to the Royal Academy of Engineering and director of the Women and Engineering Project. When at 6 years old you begin to consider yourself less prepared to tackle those subjects, it means that we are doing something wrong during those years. So we have to strengthen girls' self-esteem so that they don't quit, so that they don't think that they are worse.
Para que no piensen que son peores, ¿no?
On today's broadcast, we have help from sound technician Javier López and production help from Cristina Dorado. Before we get into the rest of the program, we bring you the news. Holy Week in Spain is coming to an end, and Storm Nelson wreaked havoc all over the country. 4 people lost their lives after falling into the sea in the regions of Tarragona and Asturias, where waves reached a height of 8 meters. And in Seville, a 4-year-old and his father had to be rescued after being trapped in a stream. The unstable weather conditions also caused the cancellation of several Holy Week processions and an 8% drop in hotels' occupation. Rafael Barba, General Secretary of Andalusian Hotel Owners.
Las cancelaciones y las reservas de última hora que no han existido, pues han sido los condicionantes que han determinado.
Cancellations and last-minute bookings that did not exist have been determining for this situation. We have lost the positive effect that this season usually has on the hotel stays in our region. Bars and restaurants were also affected by the storms. They estimate a 15% drop compared to Holy Week in 2023. Easter Monday is still a holiday in many regions, but the political life has already begun. In the Basque Country, the campaign for the regional elections officially begins on Friday, but parties have anticipated their campaigns on Sunday, in the celebration of Aberrieguna, the Day of the Basque Fatherland. Early predictions point that separatist parties PNV and EH Bildu are the closest to governing in the region, and the friction between these parties was made clear during the weekend. Andoni Ortuzar, president of the Basque Nationalist Party, charged against EH Bildu.
Se puede cambiar tanto y en tan poco tiempo. No tendrán por ahí una agenda oculta con sus verdaderas intenciones.
Can someone change so much in such a little time? Maybe they have a hidden agenda with the real intentions. Meanwhile, Bildu focuses on their way to Basque independence. Arnaldo Otegi, leader of Bildu.
Yo estoy persuadido de que la independencia no llegará si antes no llegamos a los gobiernos.
I am convinced that independence will not arrive if we don't reach the governments, and those governments must have a purpose. The Basque elections will take place on the 21st of April. Parliamentary activity this year will be marked by elections. On the one hand, the Basque elections in April, and early after, the Catalonian regional elections on the 12th of May and the European elections on the 9th of June. Following the Coldo case, which involved the advisor of former Minister of Transport, socialist José Luis Ábalos, this week in both the Congress and the Senate, the members of the committees to investigate corruption cases during the COVID-19 pandemic will be appointed. In Congress, the Commission will investigate all contracts signed by public administrators to purchase sanitary materials during the pandemic, but the Senate, with the People's Party's majority, will solely focus on the Koldo case involving the socialists. In Madrid, in the central neighborhood of Lavapiés, hundreds of people gathered together to protest against a police aggression that took place in the area. The protest was organized by anti-racism organizations after the emergence of a video where two police officers beat two black men and restrained one of them with their arms around his neck. The police action was severely criticized on social media and was classified as racist and violent. The association SOS Racismo, SOS Racism, assured one of the agents is known in the neighborhood for his violent attitudes towards racialized people.
Cuando salen las imágenes y no ha sido por eso, le pedimos que dimita o que Pedro Sánchez le eche.
Protesters also called for the resignation of Minister of the Interior Fernando Grande Marlaska. In international news, in Israel, thousands of people took to the streets to ask for the resignation of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Relatives of the 130 hostages kidnapped by Hamas on the 7th of October were present in the demonstration. Their demands include an early election and that Orthodox students of military age are also recruited for the army. The law that regulated this exception expired on Sunday. This opens another front with the ultra-Orthodox parties with which Mr. Netanyahu allied himself to remain in power. Outside of Israel, the Israeli army toughened their offensive in Gaza. After a two-week siege of the Al-Shifa hospital, Palestinian authorities said they have found hundreds of bodies inside the facilities. And now Prime Minister Netanyahu announced they will focus on a different place. Rafah, in the south of Gaza, he assures that there is no possible victory if they don't enter Rafah, which serves as a refuge for around 1.5 million Palestinians. He announced an evacuation plan for civilians, but has not specified where they would be evacuated.
You're listening to the English language broadcast of Spanish National Radio.
As from Sunday, March the 30th, Radio Exterior de España is using new frequencies and new broadcast times for our shortwave broadcast. From Monday to Friday, we broadcast from 15 hours to 23 hours UTC to Western Africa and the South Atlantic on 15390 kHz in the 19-meter band, and to the Middle East and Indian Ocean on 15520 kHz in the 19-meter band. From 18 hours to 02 hours UTC, we broadcast to North America on 17855 kHz in the 16-meter band and to South America on 17715 kHz in the 16-meter band. On Saturdays and Sundays, our broadcasts go out on the same frequencies and to the same time zones from 14 hours to 23 hours UTC. We remind listeners that you can listen to our programs any time of the day on the internet, mobile device apps, and digital terrestrial television and by satellite. For more information, visit our website at www.rtve.es, then clicking on the tabs Radio and then Radio Exterior. engineer has its origin in the Latin ingenium, a word associated with the mental capacity to develop and design new things. Any person who has the will to innovate and create something could be an engineer, regardless of their gender. Still, we find that women are a minority in the engineering field. In fact, according to data from the Spanish Institute of Women, women represent only 20% of engineers when they represent a 54% of all university students. The reasons behind this are numerous. Sara Gomez, engineer and PhD in materials engineering from the Polytechnic University of Madrid, advisor to the Royal Academy of Engineering and director of the Women and Engineering Project, told us about this issue.
Hay varios motivos. Yo creo que tenemos un problema estructural. Porque no solamente perdemos vocaciones en mujeres en ingeniería.
There are many reasons. There is a structural problem because not only do we lose women in engineering, but also men. For a few years, we have seen the people who go for engineering has decreased in an alarming way, and not only in Spain, but in the world. In the case of women specifically, there are many factors why they don't choose it, possibly because they don't see the social part of engineering. Women tend to do things with a purpose, a help purpose. We tend to do things with a sense. I think we engineers don't explain ourselves very well in this sense. When we ask girls what engineers do, they don't have it clear and they don't see how engineering can help improve life's quality and even sustainability. According to data from the Ministry of Education, women in Spain tend to choose fields related to social sciences and health sciences and arts and humanities, and men tend to prefer engineering and architecture. But the division is not only noticeable in the fields, but also in the specific degrees women choose. In engineering, we find the distribution of women is very asymmetrical.
Cuando disgregamos por titulaciones, hay unas diferencias enormes, por ejemplo.
When we look at degrees, there are huge differences. For example, in bioengineering or biomedical engineering, there are more women than men. The word bio has a certain appeal for women. And there are others like chemistry, industrial design, or even industrial organization engineering, where the number of men and women is very balanced. And then on the other side, we have the ITC degrees, technology of the information and communication, IT engineers, telecommunications engineers, electronic engineers, mechanical engineers. Here, the number of women is very low, not even 20%. And in the case of IT engineering, there are schools where they don't even reach one digit of female presence.
Y en el caso de las ingenierías en informática, hay algunas escuelas que no llegan a un dígito en la presencia femenina en esas titulaciones.
One of the reasons behind this is the prejudices and stereotypes associated with the engineering field, many of which can also be quite damaging.
Sin duda, yo creo que sí. Cuando nosotros pensamos en un informático,
when we think about a computer technician, we have asked teenagers between 14 and 15 years, they always imagine a man with a scruffy aspect, stereotypes that don't match reality, and also someone lacking soft skills, very lonely, antisocial. Teenagers have these prejudices and evidently don't want to look like that person. They are damaging stereotypes that don't match reality, but they exist, and that's what makes them move away from these degrees.
Perniciosos que no responden en absoluto a la realidad, pero que efectivamente están ahí, y eso les hace alejarse de ese tipo de titulaciones.
The fact that they are a minority can also have a strong influence in women's decision not to choose a STEM degree. Research indicates that even if female students are brighter, many of them have difficulties being heard in class discussion and do not have the feeling of being considered as important as their male counterparts.
Y esto yo lo noto. Yo doy clase además en la Universidad Politécnica de Madrid, que es la mayor universidad politécnica de España, ¿no? Y además doy clase a ingenieras mecánicas y a ingenieros mecánicos, ¿no? Donde hay pocas chicas.
I teach in the Polytechnical University of Madrid and I teach mechanical engineering, where there are few girls, and I notice two things. First, that having a female teacher makes them believe they are capable, they have a role model. If she could, I can too. I notice that in the conversations I have with them. And then they also tell me that sometimes they feel very isolated because they are only a 10-12% of women in the classes, and you notice that they group together, they develop a relationship with each other. You even notice it in the way they are distributed in the class. Women tend to sit together because they need that support, so of course this can influence them.
Todo lo notas, bueno, porque necesitan ese refuerzo. Entonces, evidentemente, claro que eso les debe influir, ¿cómo no? Sí, sí, les debe influir.
Although girls and boys have the same science and math capacities, prejudices related to gender begin at an early age, and they are also a reason why women don't choose engineering.
Los prejuicios yo creo que vienen desde que somos muy pequeños, o sea, que decir, desde que los niños son, pues eso, están en la
I think prejudices come when we are very young, when children are in elementary or primary school. There is a program on the BBC where they were in a class in the UK with 5-6-year-old children, and some professionals appear with their workloads, a surgeon, a firefighter, a miner. They ask the children to identify their uniforms, they identify the professions, everything in masculine. When those professions are so masculinized for years, so when they remove their mask and the children see they are all women, they are surprised that there's a woman astronaut, a woman surgeon, a woman firefighter. So we have those stereotypes since we are very little. In our heads, we have male professions, and without realizing it, even in language, we transmit that to children.
De forma inconsciente, esto lo, incluso en el lenguaje, se lo estamos transmitiendo a los niños. Esta es una razón.
Not only that, but the first role models children have can also strongly influence them in their biases.
Y otra razón yo creo que es muy importante es la formación en materias STEM, que son las siglas en inglés de ciencia, tecnología, ingeniería y matemáticas. La formación
Another reason I think is very important is the training in STEM, science, technology, engineering and maths of teachers, in this case female teachers, because more than 90% of primary and elementary school teachers are female, and they have little training in STEM subjects, so children don't see those models, especially girls when they are younger. They see their teachers that have training of other subjects, but not maths or science. So when teachers at those levels don't have that training, it's difficult that they transmit them their love to those subjects. And of course, if we don't have maths and physics from that level, and we don't generate antibodies with them, because in some cases we speak with boys and girls and they completely reject maths. Sometimes they don't know what they are going to do, but they know what they are not going to do, and that is something related to maths. So an engineer that does not have a preference for math or physics, it's difficult to do these degrees. Since they are children, we are giving them, especially girls, a vision that these subjects are not cool. Precisely to tackle those prejudices and biases, we have to start from an early age.
Tendríamos que replantearnos el tema de los juguetes, tendríamos que replantearnos las relaciones que tienen los niños y las niñas con este tipo de materias desde que son muy pequeños.
We would have to rethink the toys, the relations boys and girls have with this subject since they are little. I spoke about the BBC program, but there's a 2017 study published in Science from three American universities where they make a trial with children from 4 to 6 years old. At 4, they don't distinguish the subjects they take. From 5 years old, they distinguish science and humanities. And from 6 years old, the girls understand that the science subjects are more difficult and they have less capacities than their classmates to do them. When at 6 years old you begin to consider yourself less prepared to tackle those subjects, it means that we are doing something wrong during those years. So we have to strengthen girls' self-esteem so that they don't quit, so that they don't think that they are worse.
Y reforzar esa autoestima de las niñas desde que son muy pequeñas para que no abandonen, para que no piensen que son peores, ¿no?
But the measures to promote equality are an ongoing battle which takes place during all school years. High school is a stage of vital importance as teenagers tend to decide the field they want to study, and there are many factors that can influence them.
Otra de las cosas que hemos detectado desde el proyecto Mujer Ingeniería es que esas adolescentes de 14 o 15 años que son buenas en matemáticas o buenas en física, buenas en esos materiales.
Something else that we have detected in the project Mujer Ingeniería is that teenage girls who are good at these subjects, maths or physics, tend to face more rejection from boys at those ages, and they quit to gain acceptance. We have detected that. I have an anecdote I tell sometimes. In a class, I was telling them that you don't need to be a genius to become an engineer. Anyone can do it with a bit of effort. The advantages of doing it, how beautiful the profession is, the magic of engineering. And a teenage girl stood up and asked me if I was sure she had the same capacity as her male classmates to do these degrees. If someone asked this, it means that at some point she felt she did not have the same capacities and had to ask that question. So we have to do that reinforcement since they are little.
Por tanto, tenemos que hacer ese refuerzo desde que las niñas son muy, muy pequeñas.
To promote the field of engineering in general and in particular for girls and women, in 2016 the program Mujer e Ingeniería, Woman and Engineering, was developed by the Spanish Royal Academy of Engineering with the objective of dissolving the gender gap in engineering. Sara Gómez is the director of this program.
Tenemos ya una serie de claves del porqué. Ese diagnóstico que a mí me gusta decir. Y a medida que hemos ido teniendo ese diagnóstico, hemos ido
diseñando acciones. And now we have some keys to realize why, and we have designed actions to revert that situation. Now the project has initiatives designed to work with schools and high schools. This year we will set up a master's degree in STEM subjects together with the Complutense and Polytechnic universities to train primary and elementary teachers in STEM subjects. We do a program with university students in an excellence program where we accompany female students in the last year of degree or master's to make the transition between their academic and work life. We link them with a mentor who are senior engineers in companies. It's very successful, it's working really good, and it allows them to design their careers. This has allowed us to have a community, a family of more than 3,000 men and women involved in the project.
Y eso nos ha permitido tener ahora mismo una comunidad, una familia, me gusta decir a mí, Mujer Ingeniería, de más de 3,000 hombres y mujeres alrededor del proyecto.
Dropping out or expulsion for not meeting the permanence criteria of each university in Spain is one of the highest of the European Union. According to Eurostat, the European average is 14.2%, with the Spanish average being almost double, close to 30%. This usually occurs during the first 2 years of the degree and is very common in engineering studies. But demand and job opportunities for engineering roles is one of the highest. So far, the project Mujer Ingeniería seems to be working, although we have to remain cautious about the results. In the last year, the data says that enrollments have increased a bit. The program Women and Engineering started in 2016, and we want to believe that the actions we have organized in schools, high schools, even universities, we want to believe we are promoting that social vision of engineering and that there are more women. In the last year, there has been an increase from 19% to 20-something percent in some degrees. But when something like this happens in only a year, we have to wait to see if it's something circumstantial or structural. We hope the trend is maintained and we are reverting that situation.
Y estemos efectivamente revirtiendo un poco esa situación. Ojalá.
Sara Gómez has had a long career in engineering, and last we wanted to ask her for some advice for girls and women who would like to pursue a STEM career.
La primera cosa es que la diría, que les diría es que confíen en ellas.
The first thing I would tell them is to trust in themselves and convince themselves they can do anything they want, not to be influenced by anyone thinking that they are not capable of doing anything, no matter if it's humanities or science. And secondly, engineering together with medicine is probably one of the disciplines that helps progress and the planet the most. They can help a lot. And third, I would tell them that it's a magical profession. You can conceive an idea and make it reality. This is magic. It has made me happy, and I wish there were more people who could be as happy as I have been with this profession.
You're tuned to the English Language Service of Spanish National Radio, and we'd like to remind listeners that you can get in touch with us via email at the address english@rtve.es, and you can also send us WhatsApp voice notes to the number 34680-688-698. And we especially enjoy receiving letters and postcards, which you can send to RNE, Casa de la Radio, Avenida Radio y Televisión 4, Postal Code 28223, Madrid, Spain.
Finished today's broadcast with a song by American duo 21 Pilots, as they recently announced two concerts in Spain in 2025. The duo announced a concert in Madrid on the 21st of April and another in Barcelona on the 22nd. This song is called Heathens and it was released in 2016. Just because we check the guns at the door doesn't mean our brains will change from hand grenades. You've been listening to the English language broadcast of Spanish National Radio. I've been Marilyn Quintana, and today I've had help from sound technician Javier López and production help from Cristina Dorado. We thank you for listening and hope you tune in for future broadcasts. Outsiders very well. They say newcomers have a certain smell. Yeah, trust issues not to mention. They say they can smell your intentions. You laughing on the freak show sitting next to you. You laugh some weird people sitting next to you. You think I did not get here sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. I'm not ready to take you.
En Radio Nacional no solo hablamos español.
Una Madrid.
Las emisiones de Radio Exterior de España en inglés. Francés.
Notre émission en français.
Ruso.
Международная служба.
Árabe. Y portugués. Están en los podcasts de nuestra web. Descárgatelos y escúchalos en rtve.es.